Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepare. USA Prepares. You know, I'm looking out the window, and you could be doing this too, class. I'm looking at three calves, and they are just feet away from the window. And if you had some acreage, you could do that too. And you could buy a cow. You could buy a cow that's already pregnant, and within months you could have a cow and a calf, and then you could borrow a bull, and then you could start making your own cows and calves, and you could be paying for the cost of your farm or farmette with your cows and calves, or you could use goats or sheep, or any other animal, any other farm animal. And Rich Sheehan was making an excellent, excellent point, and that is that the cost per acre generally changes with the number of acres you buy. You buy more, your cost per acre is less. So, for example, I was able to buy a square mile near our farm. And I was able to sell it for, $1,500 an acre. I want you to think about that. $1,500 an acre. That is about, 1 acre would be 3 car payments of a new car today. Actually, it would be less than 3 car payments. The average car payment is $545. So for 3 car payments, you could have had 1 acre. For 6 car payments or a half a year of a new car, you could have had a 2-acre farmette in a village with like-minded people, but that's gone now because there wasn't enough interest to do it. Now, what developers do is they'll buy a tract of land, let's say 100 acres. They'll pay for it at the 100-acre price, and then they'll divide it into half acres or 1 acre and sell it at 5 times or more the price that they paid for it. That's what they do. Now, in our case, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to sell it at our cost, but there still wasn't enough interest, but that's gone now. We can't do it anymore. So, Rich, even that was the point you were trying to make about the cost per acre, right?
Yeah. Give me a few moments here, Vince. I have a friend who lives here maybe not quite half the time. He lives in the southern states, comes up here, and he's got a small ranch. And he does a little land development on the side. And he's selling 5-acre parcels. One parcel he's selling, he just subdivided it, he's selling it for $310,000 for 5 acres. He sold 3-acre parcels for $200,000 on average because of so-called views. Now I'm selling, I just put a 20-acre parcel and a 2-acre parcel that are adjacent to one another. Now give me some time here. I just want to put this in perspective. For in the hundreds of thousands. Okay? 100+ thousand. So, and it all depends on how much infrastructure I end up putting on there. If I put it in a well, if I make some building sites, stuff like that. It's got phenomenal views. It's on a ridge, but I'm selling it quite cheap, probably average cost. But the reason why I mentioned 20 and 2 acres is because, first of all, per acre pricing is now irrelevant because everything has been subdivided. The odds of finding acreage in the upper hundreds or thousands, even in western Montana, is almost impossible for the average Joe. Because if there are big ranches left in western Montana, it usually goes to kin, okay? It usually is in a trust or a corporation, and it does doesn't get subdivided. So don't worry about per acre price as a unit of measure. Those days are gone. Okay? And I really recommend doing raised beds, which doesn't, you want, in my opinion, as much varied topography as possible. Ridges, draws, all that type of stuff for privacy. Make your own soil. Buy soil to start your garden. Use the logs on your property to be your raised beds, your peripheries. Because when you buy old pasture, you're buying chemicals, you're buying heavy metals that's already in the soil. You don't know what you're getting, and that includes in your water table as well. It could be full of glyphosate. Who knows what kind of poisons could be in there. But if you buy, and the reason why I mention the fact that I'm selling a 20 and 2-acre parcel, contiguous land. Let's say you want to go in with a friend or a family member, and you have different amounts of capital resources. What you can do here in Montana is called a boundary line readjustment. It's just thinking outside the box here. You buy the 20 and the 2-acre parcel with a friend. One buys one buys the other. And then you hire a surveyor without going through subdivision review. What you do is called a boundary line readjustment. So you can make that to 11-acre parcels. You can make it a 21-acre parcel and a 1-acre parcel. You can make it anything you want without going through subdivision review. And this is what I recommend you do. For those of you who are looking for land, if you can buy a bigger parcel next to a little parcel, the little parcel is a lot less expensive, obviously, then you get the big parcel, and then you can make it into whatever parcels you want. So if you're sitting there looking at your friend, looking at your brother, looking at your son or your father right now and saying, hey, this is a damn good idea. Let's buy a big parcel with a little parcel next to it and do a boundary line adjustment and basically make whatever size lots you want. If you start with two, you end up with two. If you start with five lots, you end up with five, and you can move the boundary lines wherever you want. I'm not saying every state is like that, but here in Northwest Montana, that is obviously the case. So I really recommend you getting out of pasture land, you having forest, because it doesn't take much of a footprint to do a garden, or put a cabin, or put a barn, or a garage, however you decide to do it. The footprints are tiny. The machinery, whether it be backhoes or bulldozers, can do the job in minutes. Forget about, look at as much extreme topography as possible for privacy and end-of-road privacy. This 20 acres I'm selling is end-of-road privacy. That means only 5% of properties here in Western Montana have end-of-road privacy that's true, which means no one has an easement going through it or through its edge. I can't tell you how rare that is. That's the kind of things you need to be looking for. And I do not believe, like the letter that you wrote from that listener, Vince, I do not believe there's a bad time to buy. I think we need to, this is why I talk about a balance between ideas and solutions, and I use financial, economic, social, and political rationale evenly. Because when you have Democratic mayors saying, you don't do what I want, I know you have a smart meter. I am going to literally shut off your water and power. Now, if you want to live under that type of tyrannical dictatorship, that's yourself. If you want to continue to be dumbed down and not learn skill sets, that's up to you. That's why you're listening to this show, because we not only think outside the box, but we give suggestions. We are practicing what we preach. Vincent?
Yeah, and for example, I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that the rain was quite intense, and that the orchard has fallen down. So now, why would I mention that? Because I think it's important to protect the orchard. Why? Because there's fruit that grows on the trees in the orchard. What about the grapes? What about the berries? So a lot of us who have farms have berries, and we have grapevines, and we have some kind of a fruit orchard, or we have nut trees, and or all the above. And you can do that. And if you have a farm, you don't have to ask for permission from the big government or even a little government to plant those trees. You just do it. It's your land. And can you do it on 5 acres? Of course. Of course you can. Can you do it on 3? Yeah, you can. But the smaller the land, The smaller the acreage, the more difficult it is to be more self-sufficient. So the greater the acreage, the greater the potential for being self-sufficient. So the reason that I came up with the number 40 and Rich even came up with 20 probably has to do with climate, probably has to do with the type of soil. So, for example, in Virginia, where the soil is more rich, you can probably raise one cow on an acre or two. Well, here in Missouri, most people have one cow for 6 acres because there's so many rocks here and the soil is not very deep. So the soil isn't quite as rich and fertile in Missouri as it is in Virginia. And you know where there's really, really good soil? In northern New Jersey. But they paved it all over. So you're not going to be seeing too many farms in northern New Jersey. And the soil is probably polluted with all the pollutants that fall from the sky and all the pollutants that have been applied to the soil. So what we did, and what you may want to do, class, if you're going to find a farm, is find a rundown farm. One that's been neglected for 40 years or more. And if you can find one that's been neglected for a long time, there probably is not a house on it. And if there is one, it's probably falling down. So don't even consider the house. Consider building your own house. But the important thing is, has the land had pesticides and herbicides applied to it? And what was on the land? And how close is it to a landfill or a dump or a cell tower or a power substation or factories? Or what's it downwind from? Or what's above it in terms of altitude? What's going to happen when you have a severe rain? Is all that rain going to come down on your farm? So you want to be higher than everybody else. But when you're higher than everybody else, what happens is the soil that used to be on your farm is washed down lower. So the soil won't be as good if you're higher, but you'll be less prone to flooding. So that's what we have. We have a farm that's higher, less prone to flooding. The water will drain, but it has lots of variations in the topography. There's lows, there's highs, there's some bottom land, there's some ridges, draws, there's a stream, there are ponds. So all those things that you'd probably want to have. So those are the things I suggest that you look for. And, you know, it used to be that the government would help you build a pond. You'd say, well, I want to have some cows, and I need some water for them cows, so I need to build a pond, and will you pay for 90%, 90%? And the government would do that. The government would pay all but 10% of the cost of building a pond for you. They don't do that anymore. But they used to. So you might find a location that the government already built the pond, because a pond can cost, you know, just hiring an excavator, you know, a bulldozer or a track hoe or something like that, or a track loader, might cost $5,000 or $10,000 to build a pond. Moving dirt is slow, heavy work and takes machinery, normally. So you might want to find a place that already has one. An old, run-down, neglected farm, like we bought. And then you can spend 20 years cleaning it up, which is what we're doing. Rich Sheepin and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. complete. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, the old adage was when I graduated from the university back in the 70s, was study hard, get a good job, work hard, rise within the company. 40 years later, get the retirement, you know, the gold watch, and retire. That was the way it was. That's the way it was preached. Well, that's no longer the case. Okay. Now, for example, people are being furloughed and laid off and fired from factories. So there's a factory in North Carolina, I believe. They make dishware, if you want to call it that. China. Not the country. Dishware, China. Lennox. They're going to shut down. And they're going to outsource from across the ocean production. So Lennox is not going to be the Lennox fine china that it used to be. There are furniture companies in North Carolina that are shutting down. There's a and there's also mattress company that's shutting down. Caterpillar is considering closing its plant in Germany. There's a company called Polaris. They make off-the-road vehicles, ATVs. And they're going to close their plant in Syracuse, New York. So plant closings are happening all around us. Those would be factories, a few that we have left, as a result of the corona panic. What we're saying here, and how's that tie? Well, if you are more self-sufficient, you are insulating yourself more from these plant closings. Now, I used to have a job. You believe that? I mean, back in the 80s, I used to go to work. And before, even before the 80s, I used to go to work. I used to have a title, business cards, you know. It was really cool. I mean, I was sitting on an airplane one day, and I was flying to the corporate headquarters. And I was sitting next to this guy, and he was bragging about, you know, all these cool things that he did. He was a little older than I was. And I was sitting there with my leather World War II bomber jacket, my dark blue jeans, white shirt, and a tie. And I was on this airplane. I got off the airplane, and he got off, and we walked out of the airport together, and the limousine picked me up. So, you know, what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you used to be known by what you did. And I gave all that up, and I'm a farmer. And I love being a farmer. And I wouldn't trade it for a second. I don't want to be one of those people who has a nice job, makes a decent salary. But at any moment, the CEO can say, that's it, we'll sell that division. And you can be out on the street in a matter of weeks or days. Or in the afternoon. So what Rich Sheeben and I are talking about is you can control your life. You can control your own destiny to a greater extent. Now, it's very, very difficult to be completely self-sufficient. And so Rich and I feel that, you know, Rich feels 20 acres minimum. I feel 40 acres minimum to be somewhat self-sufficient. Now, you're not going to be able to make your own axles and bearings and carburetors. That's not likely. But what you can do is you can feed yourself. You can feed your family. You have distance between you and them, meaning your neighbors. You can work with them if you want. You can collaborate if you want. Or if you want to be just to yourself, you can do that too. If you want to take that 30-06 and go plinking in your yard, go ahead. I mean, all those things happen when you have a farm. And you can feed yourself. And there's a great, great sense of accomplishment when you do that. Now, is it better to have 1 acre than a half an acre? Of course. Is it better to have 3 acres than 1 acre? Of course. Is it better to have 5 than 1? Of course. Is 20 better? Yep. Is 40 acres? Yep. Is 100 better? Yep. Now, what is the maximum that I think a family can handle without much help? About 240. That's about the maximum I think one family can handle without hiring lots of help. But you're going to need some equipment. You probably need a backhoe. Need a tractor or two or three. You need some chainsaws. You need some trailers. You need at least one four-wheel drive truck. You need to learn some skills about how to maintain all this equipment.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next one?
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus. A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022. And Hamilton fans can rejoice. Disney's releasing its recording of the hit Broadway musical this summer, 1 year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus starting on the 3rd of July. We're online all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Amit Singh, this is all your fault. All your fault because you asked some questions via email, and that's what led to this broadcast. Totally off the cuff, unscripted, and these are just ramblings from Rich Sheehan and me. Our thoughts on the way we think farming is, why we did it, and Rich, you have any comments on what I've said?
Yeah, I got a few. First of all, when the powers that be says it's for your safety and they don't practice what they preach, and they tell you what to say, what to think, how to live, they're not even doing it themselves. Okay? everything we talk about we're doing. And they're not watching out for you while they're dumbing you down, while they're distracting you with bread and circuses, and while they are especially dividing and conquering, strategizing you to death by making every group fight against each other, they're in the background increasing robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence in order to take your jobs and herd you into urban suburban America so they can feed their addictions to power, money, and control. So when we were talking about farming, Vince mentioned some berries, and I was jotting down some notes. You know, I also grow grapes and strawberries and raspberries, and I cultivate wild chokecherries and service berries. Service berries are delicious. So the message there is kind of a balance of lifestyle. I will take what's on the, what I call a, my hobby farm. Could be wood for heat, could be grass to feed the goats, and everything from chicken waste to goat poop to old tomato stems, eggshells, everything goes into the compost pile. So if the chickens, goats, and dogs don't eat it, we have zero waste here. Zero. Zero. And it goes into the compost. So I want you to think about the balance of lifestyle. You don't have to be 100% self-sufficient. I don't drill my own oil. I don't refine my own gas. But I do a lot of other things. I make my own energy with solar. I hunt and fish and garden and harvest edible and medicinal plants. And mostly, I try to be debt-free and live below my means and know the fine line between needs and wants. Now, with this deflationary, stagflationary environment, the powers that be are going to use things like robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and their technocracy to eliminate our options. And this is why I talk about the delegitimization of work. Because everything, the rule of law, intelligence agencies, everything is now sold to the highest bidder. We have hypocrisy and double standards that actually should be in a song, especially about the Democrat Party and our country at this stage, to create the agenda of all the things we've talked about over the past few weeks of forced austerity, eliminating cash, eliminating free market supply and demand, eliminate peaceful assembly. We have to look at what they're doing by not letting any crisis go to waste. Eliminating the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law, creating food shortages, depopulation efforts, publicly known now. Bill Gates is open to it. He said it publicly. Free speech elimination, forced vaccines to lower our immune system and create immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrest, delegitimize work, where unemployment's now about 23%, the real unemployment. Of course, everything, every category and unit of measure from unemployment to CPI and inflation to GDP, everything now has a regular number and a real number, just to show you how they are not watching out for you. They are creating deception. And Vince, I know we did go into a total tangent. I was wondering if I could mention a few articles real quick, since it's about our safety, just to show you how illegitimate things are, if that's okay, unless you have other things you want to talk about.
Well, I was just wondering, what would Adolf Hitler do if he looked up in the skies and he saw the chemtrails? What would he do? What would he do if he saw poisoning of the food system with chemicals and dyes? What would he do? What would he do if he saw substandard automobiles being made? What would he do if he saw lazy workers? What would he do? What would he do if he saw politicians that were subverting the government? What would he do if he saw politicians who weren't Germany first? What would he do? Now, he did a lot of bad things, but he was for Germany. And if you think about him and you think about some of the politicians we have, well, our politicians are not for America first. They're for themselves first. So I mentioned that because of some of your comments. But, Rich, I hope you're going to be joining me on Friday. Is that still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we can continue some of these things on Friday. Please continue.
Well, first of all, regarding whether it be Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, it doesn't matter. They're all cheering right now for the blue team. Joseph Stalin, I mentioned a quote from him. I'll paraphrase it. He said very clearly that voting doesn't change anything. The people who count the votes change everything. So we have things like Adam Schiff taking 2 years to delay the Russia transcripts. We have Obama creating an official saying Evelyn Farkas admitted she lied on MSNBC about having evidence of collusion. James Clapper admitted to no direct evidence of Russia and many more. Trump says human scum, Obama administration, what they did to him and Flynn. It's treason. Well, it's treason, sedition, and espionage, Mr. President. And the fact that these people are still running free with no indictments and no arrests is pretty unbelievable. But we have so many. Everything is a setup. Everything is a hoax. Everything is propaganda. Everything is a lie and gaslighting. Everything is a false flag. So for those of you who are listening to this broadcast, living in urban suburban America, I'm not telling you what to do. The people like the mayor of L.A. and the mayor of New York and those type of people are telling you what to do. We are offering suggestions for ideas and solutions to try and control your own destiny before it's too late. Because there's an agenda behind everything. And what you need to do is think about that lifestyle balance. You're not going to be 100% self-sufficient in anything. Nobody is. The mountain man days and the American Indian days are over. But you can't have a balance. You know, even if you had a garden, maybe if you put up some solar panels, maybe if you raised a few animals, maybe if you looked into buying land, especially if you have friends and family, buying land together is a great way to do it. And I talked about buying contiguous land that's adjacent to one another in multiple parcels so you can do what's called boundary line adjustments. Now, in Montana, that's the case. I don't know if it is in other states. And this way you don't have to go through subdivision review because subdivision review these days is extremely expensive doing everything to code from roads, everything, you name it. And I just think it's very doable to move out to a rural area this year and do everything intelligently. Like if you bring a backhoe on your property, dig your foundation. Have them clear out a place for your garden. Clear out a place for your barn. Clear out a place for your carport or your garage. If you can legally do it, dig an outhouse. Start a compost pile right away. You know, and as far as structures go, there are a dime a dozen. And I've mentioned this on this show many times. There's a guy here in town who does sheds. Builds them indoors, guest houses, garages, barns, and he's got a special hydraulic flatbed that can move and pick anything up and move it wherever you want. I know I have a neighbor who bought 2 acres, and she just bought a 40-foot building for $15,000. A 40-foot building for $15,000. Now, she's going to have to insulate it and do a few things to it. But you can put in a water tank in the loft, like I do, and have gravity feed water. I don't even have interior pipes. I flush my toilet with a bucket of water. I reuse gray water. I have a wood cook stove. I'm looking at it right now with a 20-gallon water reservoir where I get my hot water. So I can heat the cabin with it and get hot water. Everything I do is outside the box. I have visited 200 homes that are off-grid, easy, at least. And I've seen 200 different ways of doing things. It's up to you to think outside the box, because we are not getting opportunities because work has been delegitimized for many, many, many years. It's up to us to do it, because no one is going to do it for us. The whole system is rigged, and it's fixed. Vince?
Would you please define for our class what you mean by gray water?
Okay, one example is when we take an indoor bath in a clawfoot tub, which my grandma had in Brooklyn back in the early 60s, and I remember it well. I remember making fun of it because it was kind of old-fashioned. Well, the old-fashioned is built way better. It holds the heat, and I'll take hot water from my wood cook stove, and I'll take it and put it in a bucket, and I'll bring it over to the clawfoot tub, and I'll put it in the tub. I'm in the bathroom area right now, and we'll take a bath. And then we use the gray water. We literally bucket it out in order to flush the toilet. Or we have two water tanks in the loft, which we do gravity feed, and we can pour into a bucket when we don't have gray water to spare. So every ounce of water, every leftover, anything that can be put in the compost or fed to the dogs or the chickens or the goats, everything gets recycled here. Everything. So the more you can use something, the less expensive it'll be, and the more it builds skill sets, and the more use it is for you and your family to save money.
Yeah, and believe it or not, class, if you wash your clothes with just a traditional phosphate detergent, you can put that on your lawn, and it'll grow like crazy. They really will. But don't put chlorine or Pine Sol or other chemicals on your lawn via your washing machine.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to put an exclamation point on what we've been saying, class, CNBC. CNBC.com. So, what is CNBC? That stands for Consumer News and Business Channel. Consumer News and Business Channel. According to them, they say that the Labor Department, maybe the U.S. government Labor Department, says that the price that consumers paid for groceries jumped 2.6% last month. That's the highest one-month increase since 1974. And the price of meats, poultry, and fish in the eggs category rose 4.3%. Fruits and vegetables, 1.5%. Bakery products, 2.9%. That's in 1 month. Now, if you just take that 2.6%, which is, you know, like the average increase in food costs at the supermarket, and you multiply that, that's a 1 month increase. So if you multiply that just times 12 months for a year, this is not compound. This is just a straight multiplication. 2.6% times 12 months, that's 31.2%. So if it continues at this current trend and you compound it, it will be way more than 31.2% increase for the price you pay for food in 1 year. Now, of course, this is me speaking. This is not fact. This is just my extrapolation of what I'm reading. I'm looking at the weather, and here it's raining like crazy. And it is raining so much that if it's raining like this, where farmers are planting, corn and wheat and row crops, they can't because the ground is mud. So if, and I don't know if this is a fact or not, but if it's like this in the plains, where planting is a way of life, the crops are not going to be delivering the yield that people would like. Rich, do you see that as happening? That if it's raining like this, the crop there will be crop failures and the crop yield will be down. Do you see that as well?
Well, of course.
it depends on regional effects. It could be a drought. It could be excess rain. It could be tornadoes and hurricanes. It could be too many pesticides and chemicals and glyphosate in the land because it was used as pasture for too many years. There's a lot of different. Well, you know, we have seconds left here, folks. I just want to mention why should you believe anything the mainstream media has? You know, we went off into a tangent today. I got maybe 1% of discussion with what I planned to do. But I just want to mention three quick articles to you. Cuomo shocked 66% of new cases, meaning COVID-19, are people who stayed at home. Dr. Burks says, and this is quotes, there is nothing from the CDC that I can trust. For example, the death rate is overstated by at least 25%. And Chuck Todd from NBC basically got busted for a deceptive edit of Attorney General Barr. Folks, it doesn't matter. Any organization or institution at the top is bought and paid for. And the bigger they are, the more propaganda they have to hold the narrative. You have to get out of urban, suburban America, and you have to start building skill sets, and you have to stop sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and you have to start learning about a balance between technology and nature. And we're underbalanced in that, especially today's youth. We need a balance. We're not even close because we will not be able to even feed ourselves. We're not even talking prosperity here, folks. We're talking survival. Survival. And this is why we're on the air, and we don't do it for money. We do it for you. We don't do it for fame or infamy. We do it for you. And that's why I'm here. I'm doing this for my country. And to basically show how we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided, and the corruption and the manipulation and connecting the dots behind the scenes. The middle class, in fact, the bottom 93%, is being eliminated systematically. It's up to you, it's up to all of us, to start thinking outside the box. But just like these so-called self-righteous high government workers, where they don't even arrest people for childhood rapes and these thousands of people in the database who are so wealthy under Epstein, they don't care. They don't care. It's up to you. They're going to talk about things all they want till we're blue in the face. It's up to us to stop talking and start doing. Vince, always appreciate.
Let me give you an example, class. Let me give the class an example of what Rich is talking about. You know, Rich grew up in New York City. He didn't pick up a shovel, a spade, and a pitchfork in New York City. He learned how to use those things firsthand on his farm. And you can too. That's what we're saying. I didn't learn how to drive a bulldozer when I was a child. I didn't learn how to run a backhoe when I was a child. I learned it on the farm, and you can too. Rich.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.